I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Catchy.
Sam, why would you open the show with a song about a dog?
I don't know. What? You tell me.
No idea.
Ain't nobody got past Red.
Ain't nobody. I had a dog named Red once.
Did you really? Yep. That reminds me of where the red fern grows, and that just reminds me of like devastation.
He was an Irish setter. He was our first dog. Red was a good dog.
Good old dog.
Yeah, old Red.
That was a good old dog.
Old Red, Irish setter, lost half of his tail one time. My mom cried like
a
baby.
What is it with you and animals losing appendages?
What is it with you and animals losing their lives?
Yeah, that was the wrong one for you to ask.
At least mine's a clean break. You've got three-legged cats and tailless dogs with nubs and...
Wait. Hold on. I don't think losing an appendage versus their entire life... We're not saying one is better than the other.
No, I'm just saying Scott has a history of having animals that start out with four legs and end up with not four.
Well, Scott, I left my house today. I gave Barb a little pat on the head and gave her a little kiss and said, be good. I'll see you when I get home.
That's exactly what I do with Lizzie. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. I ran some errands today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Pick something up, did we?
Yeah, I did. I went to Walmart, and I don't do that very often. Mm-hmm. And it was busy. Let me tell you, robust sales at Walmart right now.
What do we get from Walmart?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. I got a picture frame because my mom and dad down in Biloxi gifted us all with some family photos.
Oh, that's great.
We'd frame that.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a good brief jaunt to Walmart.
Something tells me by the tone of your voice you're leaving something out.
No, I'm not. We are not talking about this.
Does he know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I would prefer to talk about this tomorrow.
Kids aren't listening right now.
You don't know that.
Sure, I do.
You're going to ruin it.
Well, wait, know what?
Know that I had to go to Walmart today, and they would be like, why is mom at Walmart?
Did you go into Walmart?
Yeah, I physically went in to Walmart.
Was there a transaction outside?
No, no.
Did you go to PetSmart?
No, not at all. Huh. I just went into Walmart and right back out, and that is all I'm going to say about it. You guys, you know what? I'm never going to tell you anything again as long as I live. I was so excited.
That's a lie.
That's a stone-cold lie right there. Stone-cold. You get some sunglasses?
No, I did not. I did get some gloves. What is it about?
Did you pay for them?
Now my mom's texting me. See what you start here? Hang on.
Give old Big Juicy a call.
Do not give her a call. I will tell you this.
We are going to make this announcement today. We are not waiting until Friday.
No, we are waiting until Friday.
No, we're not.
I'll tell you this. I lose
this is big news.
Gloves like you would not believe. And I was so excited because I found them the other night. They were in the basement. I said, hey, I got my gloves back.
Uh-huh.
2 days ago, we get back from Biloxi. It's like negative 20. I go to look for my gloves and I can't find them. Thank God for Walmart that has plentiful. Let me just tell you, there were like 80 you could choose from.
Just for the grabbing.
All for like $7. Then if you lose them, it's not so devastating.
Huh. We're trying to get Big Juicy on the phone here.
She does not know what you are talking about.
Well, she's about to.
No. I hate you.
Hello?
Big Juicy, how are you, sweetheart?
Hi. What are y'all doing?
Well, let me tell you something. I got to live vicariously through your daughter. What a wonderful Thanksgiving you guys must have had.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Had all the kids and the grandkids and everybody.
Oh, the kids, the grands, everybody had, just the cousins got to, see each other, and it was great.
Yeah,
it was just great.
And
was yours?
Well, it's fine. Let's not worry about mine. We've got news.
We do not have news. Hi, Mama.
Oh, my God. Are you pregnant?
Oh, my God.
She's
Whoa!
Already been Big Juicy. She's already had menopause. That's impossible.
The oven has been closed for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I don't talk about her menopause.
We do.
Well, usually when she said she had news, that's what it was.
No. Well, yeah, as many times as she's been pregnant, I can understand that.
Mama, I'll send you a photo, but I don't know because the kids are probably
not listening.
The
they're
kids,
at work.
Look at your pictures, Mom. The kids never listen until they are listening, and I shared something personal with Scott
and Sam,
and then Scott opens up the show and is like, "Oh, no. Don't tell everybody." I go, "No, I haven't."
Oh my God,
I haven't even.
When I was naked.
No. Although that was a story too.
What'd she say?
When she was naked on the bird camera.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Anyway, I just wanted to call and say hi, and I miss you already.
Well, I miss you, too. What's the news?
Well, here, let me give you a hint.
Okay.
The thing has a name.
Oh, my God.
And its name is Birdie.
Oh, she got the puppy?
Boom!
Is there a better name for a dog ever for us than Birdie?
Oh, she talked about getting a dog, but I just didn't think she could.
Sweet Birdie Ray.
Sweet Birdie Ray.
Oh, my God.
Look at your phone. Well, I sent you a picture.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I thought you were of that age that you wanted to be able to pick up and leave and not have to board a dog or take a dog.
We never go anywhere, Mother. We're going to be fine.
Now, here's how this is going to go down, Big Juicy.
Okay. Uh-huh.
In the future, yeah. When she goes
she's
on Big...
She's always gone.
When she's... I didn't say it.
Dang!
Mic drop from Big Juicy. When she does take some limited time off, she's going to say, bring, bring. Hey, Scott? Yeah, hey, listen.
Did you watch my dog?
You know my house is on the way from your house to work. Is there any chance you'd be able to swing by every morning and every night?
Just swing by.
Let the dog out.
Let the dog out and feed it. Maybe feed the cats and change the cat litter. If you don't mind.
That'd be great.
Clean up a couple accidents.
This is the life that I just bought.
Yeah. See, I just thought she was of that age. She'd want to just pick up and not have to worry about any, boarding a dog or vet bills or, all that stuff.
I didn't even think about that. But no, I think it's going to work out very well. And we were hoping to delay this announcement until we had a chance to speak to the children. But as with so many things on this program, Sam just decided to vomit my news all over the airwaves.
I did not say a word.
Yes, you did. You opened with a song about a dog named Red.
We could have moved on.
I'll send you photos.
Well, honey, I know you how bad you wanted it, so I'm happy for you if you're happy.
She is very darling. She's a wonderful addition to our family.
Okay.
We love you.
Love y'all.
Tell Craig
Goodbye.
I said hi.
I will, honey. Bye-bye.
All right, love you. Be good.
She's so
Why
funny.
Does that sound like the same response she would have given you about a boyfriend that she didn't like back in the day? Well, as long as
you're happy.
As long
I'm
as
happy.
You're happy. I didn't think you'd want to. I thought you just want to pick up and go and live your life.
The guy's got a rap sheet about a mile long.
You travel, Scott, and it's you figure it out.
Yeah, we get Heather Mead to come over and let the dog out three times a day. What's your phone say?
My phone is buzzing, and I'm worried it's about that, but it wasn't about that. So good.
913-586-7798. 586.
God.
You're welcome.
Hate you.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
It is freezing cold out there. Don't forget about Coats for Kids. We just launched it earlier this week. It runs through December 19th. If you can take a moment and text your donation to KMBZ Coats, one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321. Not looking to make a topic out of this, but it's huge news. Federal authorities made an arrest today in connection with two pipe bombs. You'll remember this. That were planted outside the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee headquarters on the eve of the Capitol riot on January 6th, 2021. They have arrested a man, 30 years old, by the name of Brian Cole of Woodbridge, Virginia, which is right outside of D.C. He is expected to be charged in federal court today, according to the FBI. He graduated high school in 2013. The arrest marks a major step forward in a case that has vexed the FBI for nearly 5 years. The pipe bombs were placed outside of the DNC and the RNC headquarters on the evening of January 5th.
He didn't discriminate. He wanted to harm everyone. Was he crazy?
There are some reports today, Dana, that he was an anarchist, a word you don't normally hear anymore, as you pointed out during the break. They never detonated. They were found about 15 hours after they were placed, and one of the biggest clues that they had were the Nike tennis shoes that he wore.
It was the Nikes that brought him down?
There were 25,000 of those shoes sold that year.
Well, that narrows it down.
It does narrow it down. And they zoomed in on that. These are very specific, identifiable Nike tennis shoes, and That was not what broke the case, but that really narrowed down the field of people we're looking for.
Huh. His drip got him caught?
Yep.
I thought drip was a car.
It was his kicks, Sam.
A drip is your outfit.
It's his kicks.
Your swagger.
Let's not try to go there. It's drip. Please. We have huge local news, but we're going to wait to make this a topic a little later in the program, so stick with us for it. If you have not heard, Jackson County, wow. Your Jackson County executive, Phil Lavota, just announced corrective measures to the dumpster fire that was the tax assessments in Jackson County. And here's why this is huge. The announcement basically says that they are going to take the 2023 residential tax assessment increases and retroactively cap them at 15%. Here's in bold and underlined and underscore why this is such huge news, Scott. The cap at 15% even applies to those of you who agreed to a higher value under appeal. Mm. That is huge. So if your assessment went up 400% and you were so screwed that you went in and somehow were able to appeal it down to 200% and you signed legal documents with the county saying, I guess I agree to 200. Yay me.
I can't win for losing.
At least it ain't 400.
Right.
You will still be capped at 15.
So here's the thing.
It's an unreal, unbelievable, so cool, so happy for all of you solution.
So we have a text out to Phil Lavota, the interim, I guess, Jackson County executive, because he's agreed not to run for re-election or election. We have a text out to him. We will get him on the air when he is available. Not at some set time. As soon as we get a set time, we'll let you know. Does this mean that people who paid taxes of 200% more than what their previous value was worth, do they get a refund?
Do you get money back?
And where does that money come from? Or do you get a
tax credit? It's going to be a tax credit.
Yeah, it won't be a refund. As he mentioned in his initial proposal, it'll be over the next 3 years, they will get a credit.
But think about it, Sam. If you went from 1,000% to 400%, and now the county is saying, nope, we're capping everybody at 15. No matter what you signed, everyone is going back down to 15. You are going to have a whopper of a tax credit for the next 3 years.
What really irks me, though, about this whole process is the number of people, specifically elderly, fixed income, low income people
who
were forced to sell their homes.
Who lost their homes.
They aren't getting any of the money back.
So listen to this, Scott. Property owners who appealed and reached an agreement, won't even need to fill out new forms. Lavota says the updated reduction will be applied automatically.
But to Sam's point, what about the people who had to sell their homes?
They can't fix the devastation for everyone, but this is a huge step forward. Even Phil said in his conversations with us earlier, they were looking at ways to make it right for people who signed a legal document with the county agreeing to 200% instead of 400%, because those people could make the legally accurate argument that they signed that under duress. Those were, remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
You know, if you're facing 1,000% increase, but you think it should only be 20 and they offer you 500, you're probably going to take it under duress. You don't want to take it.
You know, I'm wondering, And I hate this idea because I think Phil Lavota is actually probably the right man for the job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I hate this idea that you take the job with the agreement that you don't run for election.
Why? That's the only way anyone is going to get anything done.
Otherwise, they would spend the entire time trying to campaign for why they deserve the full-time position.
This is why we need term limits in Congress that are way more strict than they are.
Capping your home assessments at 15% is a great way to run for re-election.
I was going to say, what better way to campaign than fix the problems?
I love this sentence. Anyone who prefers to keep their original Board of Equalization stipulation may choose to do so. Like, if you don't think you got screwed that much and, you know, maybe yours only went up 16%, that's okay.
From the text line, let me address this real quick. Do any of you three actually know one person by name who had to sell their house?
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Let me address this real quick. First of all, we did take calls from people whose names I don't recall. Apologies. We talked to God knows how many people every week on the phone, on the show. No, I don't remember their names. And no, my social circle does not include a lot of people in Kansas City, Missouri. There is no denying that people had to sell their homes.
We asked Phil Lavota last week, 2 weeks ago, if they were going to audit this process and try and come up with a number of people who lost their homes. Like, because we want to know what is the number. Was it 200 people? Was it 2,000 people? Because, you know, the texter is right. We don't have a number to put on it. We know that it happened. And business owners, by the way, there's a sentence in here about, here it is. This includes the 2023 residential assessments and the upcoming 2025 commercial reductions. We are moving quickly and decisively to bring accuracy to every account.
Phil LaVota at 3:15.
Good.
Follow-up text from that same texter. Honestly, I just don't know of anyone. I was wondering. Well, the three texts after you sent that text are people saying, I know someone personally who had to sell their home. Yeah. The problem being is that most people don't know the rules, right? They don't know, and I'm not promoting that you do this, but they don't know that you can go 3 years without paying your property taxes before they take your property from you. So when you face something like a 1,000% increase, you're not going to sit there and be like, well, we can take it this year and try to fight the process. We can hire an attorney. Most people that were affected by this don't have the money to hire an attorney. So they just sold their house out of pure fear of having it taken from them.
Yes, correct. And businesses.
Either that.
Businesses are saying we can't. One of them was a little coffee shop. And the coffee shop went from, it was thousands of dollars a month. And they said, look, we do okay. We do okay as a coffee shop. We cannot survive this increase.
What is the word, for whatever reason I'm having a brain fart, when it's you repossess a car, what do you do with a house?
Foreclose.
Foreclose. Thank you. Somebody on the text line says, who would even buy those houses? You know, with the property assessments, you know, 1,000% or 1,500%. No one. The bank forecloses.
Yeah.
And you're kicked out of your own home. And the bank takes possession of the house.
Well, but you also have to keep in mind that just because the property taxes were inflated 1,000% doesn't mean the sale value was inflated 1,000%. The issue was is that they were being assessed at a far lower number than what they were worth. So did the assessor, did the county have a fair point when they said state law requires us to get it up to where they would actually sell? Have to follow the law where it's capped at 15% unless you send a physical appraiser to the property,
which they did
to
not
talk
do.
With the owner, which they did not do.
913-586-7798. Jackson County Executive Phil LaVota joins us at 3:15 this afternoon. Jackson County Executive Phil LaVota joins us at 3:15 this afternoon. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas is pushing for a citywide crackdown on the unregulated gas station drugs that are sold at convenience stores and vape shops. Mayor Lucas this week introducing an ordinance which would prohibit the sale of products known as, is it Kratom?
Kratom.
Kratom, yeah.
Delta 8 and Delta 9 THC edibles, synthetic cannabinoids, and nitrous oxide canisters? Isn't that laughing gas?
Or whippets.
We're now selling whippets at gas stations? Not funny.
That are currently legal to sell but not overseen by federal health regulators.
I cannot believe this ever slipped under the radar to even be allowed.
Oh, it's been going on for a very, very long time.
Sam, we had a mom call in whose 16-year-old got in so far over his head. Good kid.
He's addicted.
Goes to school. Like, does all the things, in all the activities, has a great grade point average. And one of his buddies said, you know, try this. It's just a mood enhancer. You know, because it's packaged as, oh, you'll feel great. And the mom is like, it is heroin. It is basically
gas station heroin.
Gas station heroin.
It's a super muscle relaxer. It makes you feel good. Drugs are bad, kids.
We had a guy call in who said it was harder to get off, he thought, in
Kratom,
his opinion,
Kratom
than some of the real harder drugs he had struggled with. And he came from the harder drugs to the Kratom as
thinking
sort of
that,
a,
that, an alternative.
Like a step down.
Right.
Well, a lot of people use Kratom to try to curb the withdrawal symptoms from opioid addiction. And the reason, one of the reasons why it's harder to get off Kratom than it is to get off opioids is that you can walk into most gas stations and buy it. You can't walk into most gas stations and buy Oxy.
which this basically is, right?
Yeah, it's a scaled down version.
Yeah, but it's a synthetic lesser version of the same thing, correct?
And addictive as hell. Didn't she say her child was at Children's Mercy 3 weeks?
Yes. I remember that call. It was shocking.
It was, a month ago?
Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. The mayor may be pushing for a citywide crackdown, but you would need an ordinance to crack down on this. It is not currently, as far as I understand, against the law. They are not regulated by the FDA.
But only because, I mean, K2 used to be legal in gas stations as well until people started seeing unicorns and gouging their eyeballs out.
But the city council, as far as I understand, would have to pass some sort of ordinance that makes it illegal because currently there is no law. They're not regulated by the FDA, which is to say they're not regulated by the federal government. 913-586-7798. Stacy in Independence. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well, thanks.
I was just thinking about an actual dispensary.
Hang on, Stacy. Let's start over. Let's get to higher ground and pull the phone away from your mouth just a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
We can, yes.
Okay. So I actually have epilepsy, and it actually helps me with my seizures, but the Delta 9, the marijuana. And I was listening to the radio one night, and they were talking about a dispensary that was open 24 hours. And when I called to ask them if they were actually selling marijuana, they said no, and actually selling gas station.
That they were selling kratom at the dispensaries as well? Is that what you're saying, Stacy?
Well, like the Delta 8, like the THC that like doesn't, that's not marijuana that other people are smoking. But I guess I'm calling more to tell you that it's like misleading people, if that makes any sense. So like people maybe with health issues that are like listening to the radio, other stations, they're being misled that it's a dispensary, but it's really not a dispensary. Does that make sense?
So you said you take Delta 8 or Delta 9 for, I believe you said, if I heard you right, seizure issues. Is that correct?
Yes. Epilepsy.
Do you get high off of Delta 8 or Delta 9?
Well, see, the Delta 9 and Delta 8 are completely different. And, like, the dispensaries, the actual ones that are regulated by the FDA, are Delta 9. And then the Delta 8 is what they're selling that it, like, doesn't get you high. But, yes, if you smoke that, like, the actual marijuana.
Okay.
All right, you're cutting out a little bit, Stacey.
Yeah. What I know from listeners who have called in and have experience using this as adults and with their children who have gotten into trouble, it promises to fix just about everything.
Epilepsy, seizures.
You name it. Gout, glaucoma, mood.
913-586-7798. Corey in Ottawa. Corey, hello.
Hi. So I was just calling. I live in Kansas, obviously, so our laws are a little bit different. But like in the town that I live in, it's a pretty small town, and they sell like kratom. We have like 3 or 4 vape shops that sell kratom. They did come in a couple weeks ago and make them remove all their Delta 8 and stuff like that off of their shelves, but they still sell kratom. And I used to work with a handful of guys that were using kratom, basically like what you guys are saying earlier, to curb opioid addiction. And I actually had a friend that had to go to rehab to get off of the kratom, and he had used the kratom to get off of the, he was a heroin addict, he used the kratom to get off the heroin, and then had to go to rehab to get off the kratom, because he said it was worse than the heroin.
Worse than heroin?
Yes, we've had other callers say that.
Huh.
Yeah, like, I've never done heroin or anything like that, so I don't know, I'm just going off of what he said, but he said it was harder for him to get off of the kratom than it was to quit using heroin. And he had to go to rehab for it and all that. Ended up losing his job and stuff. He's doing, I mean, people don't really, I think, know a whole lot about it. And so it's just one of those things that, like, you know, it just got out of control real fast before people realized what the essentially long-term effects of it was going to be.
Corey, I'm glad you brought that up because it soared so quickly in the United States. Here are the estimates. As high as 16 million users and billions in retail sales. It has addictive qualities, mm-hmm. which acts on opioid receptors in the brain. Mm-hmm. And evidence also suggests, according to one, this is like a pharmacy person on Medscape, it's legalized morphine as well.
So
you would never want. Is there a place for morphine? Absolutely.
Especially in end-of-life
care. It's not where you buy a bag of chips and a soda and some roller food as you're filling up your gas tank.
So I misspoke. It is not synthetic. It comes from a plant. The Mitrogyna speciosa.
Common spelling.
Mm-hmm. And it has been used since the 19th century. Read that, the 1800s. This is not new.
Yeah, I mean, it's been used in medicinal applications, but where do you think fentanyl came from? Medicinal applications. It's when it becomes easily accessible that it gets abused and it becomes a problem.
The efficacy and safety of kratom are unclear. In 2019, the U.S. FDA stated that there is no evidence that kratom is safe or effective for treating any condition, including chronic pain, opioid withdrawal symptoms, or for recreational purposes.
And the reason it's not regulated by the FDA is because it's considered a supplement.
For now.
Yeah.
Kathy in Wyandotte County. Kathy, hello.
Hello. What's the difference between that stuff and Red Bull?
I think Red Bull is a whole lot of caffeine, is it not, Sam? Yes. And I've also urged my children to please not to stay away from that stuff, too, because anything... To me, you drink three of those, and that can be bad for your heart. What medical professionals are saying about this kratom or 7-OH is your body processes that in the same way, understands it as it's coming into your system the same way as very highly addictive substances like morphine or heroin.
Which is to say intoxicating. Caffeine, while stimulating, is not intoxicating.
Yeah, and it can certainly be addictive. Don't get me wrong. It's high concentration caffeine and taurine, which is something that your body already creates, but it just floods it with more of it. And yeah, if you have three Red Bulls a day, I by the way, I think the can says no more than three or you'll have a heart attack. If you have three Red Bulls a day.
I don't know that that's the actual verbiage.
Not direct verbiage. Okay. I'm paraphrasing.
Okay, all right.
If you have three cans a day for 3 years, it's going to be really hard to stop drinking the Red Bulls, but it's not going to ruin your life like something like kratom.
913-586-7798, Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, my name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is freezing cold outside, as you can probably tell. Let me get you an update on the current temp. It is now, we're only 2 degrees away from freezing. It's 30.
Whoa.
You also say this is the snowiest start to any December in years.
Down to 10 degrees earlier this morning. So this is our time where we launch Coats for Kids, where we try to collect coats for children in Kansas City who, through no fault of their own and for whatever reason, don't have a coat. If you can help, our campaign runs through December 19th. Go to kmbz.com and you can make your donation. Thanks to our partners at Pinnacle Bank and Operation Warm. Or you can just text KMBZ Coats, one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321, and you can help a child who needs a warm winter coat, because there were kids, I guarantee you, at the bus stop this morning without a coat on their back. There is a need, and you can help, and we thank you in advance. Ash in Lawrence. Ash, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. As somebody who's in recovery and as somebody who has dealt with addiction for, 21 years, I've been in recovery from crack cocaine now, and 3 years I've been sober. Replacing one drug with another, Scott, I don't have to tell you how dangerous
it's the dumbest thing. It's the dumbest thing you can do.
It is absolutely the dumbest thing you can do, because an addict is going to addict, and that's what we do as addicts. We cardamom, all these gas station and smoke shop drugs that people are buying, they are not regulated. You don't know, first of all, how they're going to react with your body chemistry, because everybody's body chemistry is different. And as somebody who has done a whole lot of drugs in their day, it's dangerous. It is so dangerous. Get these out of the hands of the kids. Get these out of the hands. Even the 18-year-olds, they're kids. They don't know what they're doing. I'm 47 years old. I've done a whole lot of stuff that I never should have done in my life, and this stuff scares me.
Ashley, real quick, I called all of my kids because I was so afraid that they would see this, like, it just puts you in a better mood. It's a mood enhancer.
Well, they sold it at a gas station. And it must be safe.
It looks herbal, like the way they package it. And I was so afraid one of them would want, especially my 19-year-old, I was so afraid they would wander into the gas station, see it, and one of their buddies would buy it, and then they all pass it around. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I kind of do feel like I'm in a bit. And then, you fall off the cliff from there, right? I actually called, was it about a month ago? I said, I want you to stay away from it. It's packaged as this.
I know,
this.
Mom,
I know. I don't do drugs. I go, no. This is packaged in a gas station. Like, it doesn't say you're going to end up, well, I almost said something bad, under a bridge doing unspeakable things because you're addicted.
I want to know what you were going to say.
It just looks like, it's going to make you feel better. And they go, all right, okay, we'll stay away from it.
Now, is he calling the mayor, calling for an outright ban or just regulation?
No. It is a ban.
Citywide crackdown.
It should be a ban. The FDA was calling for a ban months ago.
It is a ban. Lucas this week introduced an ordinance that would prohibit the sale of the products.
Where are the feds on this? Does it just take a long time?
Well, the rules are iffy, especially when it comes to Delta 8 and Delta 9. And we had another caller who couldn't hang on the line who was like, why are Delta 8 and Delta 9 being looped in with Kratom? They're totally different things. One could ruin your life. The other is just going to make you sit on the couch for too long.
Just kind of zone out.
Again, not that they should be sold in a gas station to anybody willy-nilly, but it seems like we're kind of, taking a shotgun spray at something where we should be pinpointing things.
Yeah. From the text line, caffeine is abused daily. Why are we not making caffeine illegal? Alcohol is the number one killer amongst drugs and Why is alcohol not regulated or banned? Number one, alcohol is regulated.
Heavily regulated.
However, I would point out, and I saw somebody write this a couple of weeks ago in a piece that I was reading, if alcohol was not a multi-thousand-year-old drug, okay, it's been around for thousands of years. If alcohol was created and founded today, it would be made illegal.
You think so?
Absolutely, I do.
Is it true that they stumbled upon alcohol because they witnessed birds in the wild eating berries, fermented berries?
I have no idea how it was found.
And then acting a fool. Like most things, you know, because we've been to some bourbon distilleries and you go on these tours, or like if you go take the Boulevard beer tour.
Totally worth it, by the way.
Oh, totally worth it. I always wonder, like, how in the heck did someone figure out the first time that this thing could do this thing?
Well, I'll tell you this. There's a lot of references to alcohol in the Bible, including the Old Testament.
Oh, yeah.
It's been around that long.
And we're not going to get to Don, but he had another great point. Heroin was also invented for medicinal applications. It was the non-addictive way to get people off of morphine.
Alcohol has been around in the human culture for 13,000 years. When the first beers were produced in the Middle East.
Wow.
13,000 years.
Drink up.
Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.